The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Today, the 15th of January, 2020, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I'm going to take a picture of that and send it to your trainer. The things that you shouldn't do before the air. Anyway, it's currently 37 degrees. You know what? We are going to be experiencing some unusual and tougher weather. Chance of rain, of course, with our overnight, our highs of 47 and heavy rain tonight. Tomorrow calls for heavy rain as well with our high of 46, chance of showers 36. Friday is 46 and overnight chance of rain on 38. And as we look and we hear the other forecast is that coming up on 5 and 299, you heard on Sue McClain News Hour this morning that we are experiencing, you're going to have to carry chains. Just be ready with chains. Get ready for snowy weather that's going to be happening in the foothills and going over to, like, Alturas, Weaverville, and beyond.
They said bring blankets and water because there could be stoppages on the road.
Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And the Academy Awards. With us this morning is our brilliant, what would you call yourself?
Movie critic.
Okay. I do. You know, you're an amalgamation of many things. Talented screenwriter, actor, director. But in this role this morning, you are a movie critic. And we have with us this morning Robert. And what's the website
Robert
again?
Burke.
It's theclevercritics.com or search YouTube for The Clever Critics.
Okay, theclevercritics.com. And Robert, you've been coming on. Now we've got you on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. You'll be coming on my show.
Weekly basis.
Sorry. And you'll be coming on my show the end of the month with a more in-depth
February 6th,
excuse me, right before the Oscars on
right.
the 9th.
Uh-huh.
All right, so let's talk about what's on your mind. First of all, what's on your mind? Let's talk about how this whole Oscar nomination release affected you.
Well, I think that the Oscar nominations this year were pretty boring. I think you had a lot of really great movies nominated. And in fact, in a lot of the categories for me, the top four were, like, locked in. Like, I could have easily predicted the top four. But the fifth slot was always kind of up in the air on who was going to get in. And they made a lot of fifth slot decisions this year that I didn't agree with and I wish had gone in another way.
Okay, and this is for what the...
And what is that fifth slot you're talking about, the particular movie?
Well, there's a lot of movies that fit. I'm talking basically about every single category had that one.
Surprise factor?
Right. So, for example, in Best Lead Actor, I knew that Joaquin Phoenix, Adam Driver, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Antonio Banderas, I knew those four were getting in. But the fifth slot was kind of up in the air. People were saying, is it Robert De Niro? Is it Taron Egerton? Is it Jonathan Pryce? I was predicting Taron Egerton because he has been sweeping at other awards shows.
Rocket Man.
He won the Golden Globe.
Right.
And yet they let in Jonathan Pryce. And personally, I'm not a big fan of that. I think that Taron Egerton gave either the first or second best male performance of the year.
Right.
He was phenomenal as Elton John, and he definitely completely transformed. And in fact, Rocket Man was snubbed across the board. It wasn't nominated for costume design or for makeup. The only nomination it got was for best original song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so this is what we like, is that you kind of give a synopsis so that we, you know, because otherwise it gets so big and so delineated, there's a word there, we can't see what it really boils down to.
It's really hard sometimes because there's so many different articles trying to get clicks about the Oscars. Another example of that fifth slot that I was talking about is in Best Actress. Again, you knew that Renee Zellweger was going to get in for Judy. You knew Scarlett Johansson was going to get in for Marriage Story. You knew about Saoirse Ronan. You knew about Charlize Theron. But the fifth slot was kind of up in the air. A lot of people were thinking Awkwafina for The Farewell. A lot of people were thinking Lupita Nyong'o. A lot of people were thinking Cynthia Erivo. And it ends out that the last one, Cynthia Erivo, ended up getting in for Harriet. And this one is probably the nomination that I'm the most upset with, because personally, I don't think that Cynthia Erivo's performance in Harriet is Oscar-worthy at all. The film as a whole definitely isn't. It's very standard biopic. It's very dull. And her performance, to me, it felt like a stage performance. She's known for being an operatic singer, I believe, or it's either opera or musical theater or something like that. So she's used to performing on stage, and you could definitely see that coming out in her performance. Her face was mostly one emotion, and it was very big. Everything, all of her lines felt like she was saying it to the back row. And I was really vying for Lupita Nyong'o here for Us. I don't know if you've seen Us, but it was a horror movie that came out in March. And in it, Lupita Nyong'o plays two characters. Because the whole idea of the movie is that there's these people, and then there's these people wearing red that live underneath us that are the exact copies of us.
Ooh.
That kind of live our lives in a really weird, decrepit way, and they end up coming above the surface. So Lupita Nyong'o played normal herself and a twisted, weirder version of herself. And there are times when it's Lupita Nyong'o acting with Lupita Nyong'o on screen. Mm. And that is such an acting achievement that I'm shocked that she didn't get nominated for Best Lead Actress, and I really think she should have.
Now, we just read that there's like 13,000 people. You know the number
that... Can you tell us how many people vote
for
the Academy?
It changes every year. Okay. So it's usually between 10,000 and 13,000.
Okay.
A surprise for me. I saw 2017, the movie.
1917?
I mean, 1917,
yeah.
The movie. Yeah,
a century earlier.
Right. It was continuously filmed.
Right.
And yet it got no editing recognition. I mean, have you seen it?
I have seen it. In fact, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
of
I mean, it continuously plays. There's no different scenes. It's like you're following them all the way through.
Right.
Am I correct in this?
Yes. The movie was intentionally shot to give it a one-shot feeling, to try to make it seem that you're going on the journey 100% of the way with these guys.
I read that there's quite a few. It was a big surprise that they didn't even get nominated for an editing.
Yeah, especially because it won Best Editing at the Critics' Choice Awards the night before. I personally am glad that it didn't get nominated for editing, because on one hand, it's very impressive that they were able to stitch the scenes together and make them look flawless, but they did 10 to 12 minute long takes during this movie. And all it took was to make two different shots look like they go together perfectly, either when they go into the dark or when it zooms into one of the characters' backpacks or when it goes on the ground. And personally, I don't think that's editing. I think that's shot stitching. And sure, that's a type of editing, but the type of editing like that only takes a day or two. And that's probably the length that they took making this movie, where some other movies like The Irishman or Jojo Rabbit, they took probably months editing it to try
we've
to make
to find
each scene work.
Okay.
We've got to look up Jojo Rabbit.
I'll accept that.
Since the last time you've come on the air, we've seen Judy. I watched The Marriage Story. Those two actress nominations will be so difficult, because it was – I remember The Marriage Story. Do I really want to go through it? It's uncomfortable. Yes. It was fabulous. And Judy, we watched Judy, and oh, my gosh, fabulous performances on both Scarlett Johansson and
Yeah, and I think that the Academy is going to be going with Renee Zellweger for this performance, because the Academy loves transformation. Whenever somebody loses a lot of weight for a role or wears a lot of makeup and makes them look completely different, the Academy loves it. And I think that Renee will get the slight upper hand. But personally, I like Scarlett Johansson's performance more in Marriage Story.
Powerful. If you've not seen it, well, thank you. We've got just about 1 minute left. 1 minute. So let's wind up in that minute.
Well, in one last minute, I'd like to mention that it was a really nice surprise that for Best Supporting Actress, Kathy Bates was nominated.
Oh, yeah.
For Richard Jewell. That movie was flying completely under the radar, as was her performance. And I'm guessing most of you haven't seen Richard Jewell because it didn't do well at the box office, but she's phenomenal in the movie, and she makes a lot of lines that could potentially be really funny, and just generally an overall throwaway performance feels so meaningful and powerful. So I'm glad that Kathy Bates got nominated.
Okay.
Thank
All
you,
right.
and again, we'll
Thank
see
you
here.
Thank you so
here.
Much. Next Wednesday.
Yes. And you know what? Through everything that's going on right now with the change of weather and people around us being ill, and we've got so much going on with the studio and the station, and thank you, Sue, for being here all day yesterday to work out bubbles and bumps as we go through our new systems. It's wonderful to be able to come home at the end of the day and know that when you set your sleep number setting, last night I went to 45. I move it around. So last night my sleep number setting was 45 in my sleep number bed, that which we got from the Target, out of the Target shopping center. And right now they've got some incredible specials. They always have specials going on, but right now they have an incredible introductory offer.
Right now you can get a sleep number 360 smart bed that adjusts to you as you move through the night, and save $1,000 on the Queen Special Edition Smart Bed during the January sale, only at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. And remember that Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. We'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Norm Hall from Simpson University.
Let's go see the stars. Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers, glamour and stripes, bigger than life. Sitting in the darkness, what a world to see. Let's go to the movie and wait and see.
Betsy Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
PG&E is not fun anymore. Worried about high electricity rates and the reliability of power in the future? A propane generator can use all your propane in just a few days. Solar power from Advanced Power Ready is the solution. Advanced Power has been installing their lithium batteries for 5 years. They have more experience with battery systems than other local installers. With a 10-year warranty and 20-year expected life, enjoy years of trouble-free service. Why just have a grid-tied system when you can make and store your own energy? Enjoy power independence and gain control over increasing rates. Their batteries can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading offers zero down with up to 25-year financing. Call today at 226-0701 and let them show you how to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. Call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4. Crime is the number one issue in Shasta County today, causing noticeable deterioration in our quality of life. The current Board of Supervisors' answer to this is to raise your taxes. California is already the highest tax state in the union, and this only pushes people out of our county and our state. There is a better way, and that is to grow our economy. Reducing regulations and fees is the answer, and I will fight for this. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to B5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. About 38 degrees out there. And it's going to be raining today. And if you're heading north, it's going to be rough tomorrow. So take a look at the Caltrans road conditions and all this. If you're going in up to the north, whether it's you're heading up to Alturas or up to up north toward Oregon. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. They've just started using the brand new fourth generation Da Vinci machine there, which they use in surgery, which gives them a three-dimensional look inside. It's a very precise piece of equipment. In fact, they were using it yesterday for the first time since they got it. They've had the third generation, and now this is the fourth generation. All this at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. We're here with Dr. Norman Hall.
Good morning.
The dean, the president of the Wetosh, the El Jefe, the big kahuna of Simpson University.
And Roger Janus, who's the senior presidential advisor. Good morning to both of you gentlemen.
To Donald Trump. I want to talk to you about the attack on Soleimani there, buddy. Good
very
job.
Nice, wasn't it? It objective.
Oh, you're talking about the president of the university, which is somewhat more important at this point in our lives. So.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. As we begin our question and answer period here this morning, all good things, Simpson. We do love the fact that that you guys will. We usually have a slotted time for you. Mm-hmm. However, we're moving around because of all of the different things that take you to different areas and places. And Roger is in town, and we're very excited about that. How are you doing, buddy?
Loving it. Glad to see all the peeps that I've gotten to know over the years, and it's just it's really good to be back and be able to interact with the people and be at Simpson for a little bit of time.
Yeah. Well, you've down in Texas.
Yep.
You little Texan, you.
Whereabouts in Texas?
Well, y'all, it's a great place there, and it's fairly large down there in Texas.
A lot of Californians moving there.
Yes. I live at about 30 miles north of Austin in a Georgetown.
Oh,
it's
nice.
A small, little town, but close enough to the big city. And it's a unique place because I'm part of the Sun City Del Webb community.
Right.
And
so have you become president of anything there yet?
No, I've learned my lesson. Sometimes you got to be careful what you wish for, and you get too involved too quickly, and they're more than willing to suck you in
right.
and get you going.
I think we saw that movie about some ladies that were in the remember the
yeah.
Have you started like a cheerleading team? Like they get
funny that you asked.
The Pompettes or something.
We do have a Sun City
cheerleading team.
Well, semi.
Yeah, okay. Well, something like that.
You know, Roger, you were involved at Simpson University for a long time.
Yes.
How'd you get into that?
Two things happened to me. I had a friend, Gordon Flynn. We were Rotarians. And Gordon wanted to ask me if I would volunteer and help with the raise money for the baseball field. And baseball is my favorite sport. And I said, well, sure, Gordon, I'd love to do that. That would be great. I think it's good for the community. It's good for everything. So he gets me over to the university, and I get involved in that, and one thing leads to another. And then you learn about the mission of the university. And that's what really sucks you into the vortex, because you learn that the educational process is for not only the mind but the soul and the skills that young people will need as they go through life in dealing with the ups and downs of life. And so when you learn about that and you see the impact the university makes on these students, these low-income, first-generation students that are coming from some remote areas, and how they just light up and their passion for their education but other people, it's not about them, and they're living a Christ-filled life, it just grows on you, and you want to be part of that and do whatever you can to make it help it make it be successful. And so Simpson is just a part – it becomes a part of you, and you have a passion to help in whatever way you can. And the amazing things that our students and our faculty, the things that they do when they're not on campus. We have music professor Dan Pinkston writing beautiful music, original music. We have our kids going out and doing all the type of mission trips and service trips and how they help during the fires. It's an amazing place. And so I got completely sucked in, and I love every minute of it.
Well, you know, I'm glad that I met you through Simpson, I believe, and or you.
We met at all these events.
Yeah, all these different events.
You know, and of course, you're being a Rotary and president, and all these different things. We always seem to be involved and sitting at the same table, and we became friends.
Well, and that, I was really worried that Carl would become too liberal, so he needed to have someone to keep on the straight and narrow.
You know, he's able to straddle both worlds.
It's like riding two tigers. Yeah. Okay. got a big event tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
And it's kind of a partnership that y'all have gotten with the National Guard. Can you tell us a little bit about that? California National Guard.
Yeah, Simpson has a history of being involved with the military. We had at one time an Army ROTC program on campus, and it was a successful program. But with budget cutbacks and the military and that, it didn't the funding was pulled from the Army was no longer going to fund the ROTC program. And we'd all wanted to have that back. Some military program back because it was popular with the students, it was popular with the community. We have tons and tons of veterans in Shasta County. Mm-hmm. So we approached the various branches, and they have business models unless you have so many students, you know, because they're paying the full ride, tuition, books, room and board. We couldn't get enough interest in reestablishing an ROTC program on campus. So I thought about it a while, and I knew Rob Paletti.
Our good friend Rob is in town.
He is. He lives here. He lives out in Palestine.
Well, he's gone a lot because of the National Guard. Become a colonel.
Colonel Paletti.
Yes.
So I called Rob and I said, Rob, what can we do with the National Guard? Because the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, that wasn't going to happen. So we started talking back and forth and brainstorming. He got involved with his general, General Yeager, two-star general down there in the Vacaville area. And she said, this sounds like a really good idea. It's an extra opportunity, if you will, an arrow in your quiver to attract students to Simpson. At the same time, it's an opportunity for the National Guard to recruit into their officer candidate school programs. So it was a win-win for everybody. So if a student has an interest in military service, maybe doesn't want to do 4 years active duty, maybe be more the reserve, they can come to this program. While they're going to college, they'll get their basic training and their OCS, Officer Candidate School training. Once they get about 90 units under their belt, they qualify for second lieutenant. And then once they finish, they either can go maybe more full-time in the Guard, or they can say, I'll just do my weekend, once-a-month weekend work and my summer work. And then, but we can stay there for, like Rob, 30 years and get to the rank of a colonel, get the military benefits.
Yeah, you get to retire at the rank year that you held, yeah. Just like if you're on active duty, if you stay enough, to, you know, if you stay in long enough, and you're into credits.
Well, we're gonna have to take a quick break. Yeah, we're gonna have to take a quick break because we have to love our sponsors. And we come back, Roger, a little bit more about can anybody attend, where and when, what time, and then of course we're going to get to President Hall right after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, brought to you by River Commons Senior Living.
Worry less, smile more. You know what? You're tired of taking care of plumbing and food and all those kind of things, your grass, your people walking through your yard, all this. Well, go down to River Commons Senior Living. Gourmet chefs, activity directors, a great place to use as a home base as you spike out across the country. They're very, very pet friendly, so you don't have to leave your little doggies or kitties behind. But what you need to do is give Brian a call at 238-5981 so that you can arrange for a personalized tour, have lunch with them, and find out why so many people love River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, profits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone lines. Carl and Linda Bott here on the 15th of January at 7:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You're looking for insurance? Go no further than Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy will be able to help you find insurance. Hard to find insurance. You got your, you know, your homeowner's insurance canceled because you're in a close to a fire district. Call Judy. She's helped so many people get fire insurance. And what about health insurance? What about ways of staying in within the law of California when it comes to insurance? It's Judy Maxwell. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive.
And we're following up this segment. When we were talking about this Thursday, the California Army National Guard partnering with you, there will be an event, Roger. And so as we come back from the break, we'd like to find out what does this mean for the Simpson students, and can anybody attend on Thursday, and where and when? I know it's, but what time?
All right. It's going to be held out at the Simpson University campus by the Jim Grant Center, which is the gym. And there'll be some military vehicles out there on display from the California Army National Guard. And they'll be out there about 4 to 4:30 and out there for display. Then
is there a helicopter?
The helicopter, due to weather conditions and flying gravel, is
flying gravel.
Yeah, flying gravel from the rotor.
Right.
The prop wash.
Prop wash, thank you.
Okay.
Made it a little difficult to land anywhere near where the event would be going.
Right, yeah.
And so, and it'll be dark and
which
stuff.
Is probably good if you want to keep your, you know, have your eyes not, you know, keep your eyes intact.
And you get all the, you get all the bills for repainting people's cars.
Yes.
So it's going to be at the, during the basketball game.
Yes. About 5:30, we have our men's and women's basketball games that evening. And so following, looking display, talking to representatives from the Army National Guard, learning some things. Then you can go right on in and watch the women's basketball game, and following that will be the men's basketball game. And at the halftime of the men's basketball game, I will be introducing Dr. Hall, and Rob Paletti will be speaking about the program. We'll have some very nice raffle prizes. And what we're doing, the whole purpose behind this is to begin to launch the program, saying we are going to be bringing a new opportunity to students at Simpson University and Redding and Shasta County. Following this, in about 2 or 3 weeks, there will be representatives on campus that will be able to meet with students and interested people to get more details about what their commitment is to the Guard, what the Guard's commitment to them is, how this process will work throughout their academic career.
And by the way, you're once you get into the National Guard, you're also eligible for student tuition there through the Guard, through the VA program.
Yes, there are. Now, for this particular program, there's not a lot of tuition assistance, if any, for their undergraduate work, but certainly their graduate work, and as they move further along. But you also, when you join the Guard, you become part of them, and so you get benefits like dental, health benefits. You do get a salary, depending on your rank. So privates don't make as much as sergeants.
You go 2 days a month and then 2 weeks of summer.
But you could be called up, and that's the reality of it. It's service oriented.
Yeah, it's service to your country. Because it's the California Army National Guard, it's under the direction of the governor. But if the president steps in and says, you know,
I need your people.
I need your peeps, then yes.
That's right.
Then it's different. Okay. Thanks so much, Roger. It's good seeing you.
And we'll get back to you a little bit later before the end of the show. But also with us this morning
is Dr. Norman Hall.
Good morning.
Just
president.
Been kicking butt and taking names over there since you hit the ground. You know what? You're one of the people, when you parachute out of a plane, your feet are moving. And we usually tell you, don't move your feet. Don't move your feet. But when you hit the ground, pop, off comes the chute, and then you were running. Like fast. There's been a lot of changes there. So, you know, what are you looking at? What are your top initiatives for 2020 this year, Dr. Hall?
Well, not unexpectedly, we're looking at more growth. You know, in the last year, we started teams, sport teams, bass fishing, women's wrestling, which is pretty exciting.
Wow.
By the way, yeah, that's
you know,
great.
By the way, I read an article that wrestling was on the downturn until women.
That's right.
Women and girls started competing in it, and now it's starting to.
You could be
really
a mixed martial artist. That's part of the deal.
That's right. Yeah. And wrestling, Latina wrestling, is one of the fastest growing sports in the nation.
Wow.
So that's pretty exciting. And if you haven't seen a wrestling match, check out our website and come see, in particular, women's wrestling match. It is a whole different cut. In this, they're faster, they're more strategic, they're more aggressive. It's very interesting. So
do not come thinking you're going to see double suplexes or the Undertaker's hangman.
You never know. We do set some metal chairs closer to the edge in case. So women's wrestling, men's volleyball, bass fishing, track and field, and swimming and diving. So that's pretty exciting. On top of some of the amazing things that are happening in the gym right now with men's and women's basketball, as Roger said Thursday night with the Army National Guard celebration, I could almost guarantee you three dunks in the first quarter of the basketball game. We have, as you know, you've already talked about on your program, we have a 7-footer plus 4'6", 10", 3'6", 8". We have some serious basketball going on, high quality at Simpson. So, you know, we're really excited about seeing more growth. And then in a minute, I'll tell you more about the academic programs.
Well, we understand, President Hall, that you have launched a 3-2. I don't understand what that means, but you can explain to us. It's an engineering program. Uh-huh. And what does that look like?
Well, I'm glad you asked, actually. 3-2 engineering program, it's really the beginnings of a full-fledged engineering program. It's the first phase of a full-fledged engineering program. It's really normal. The first step is to set up a 3-2, which is a partnership with other notable engineering programs, let's say Davis or Berkeley or Chico. The students come to Simpson. They study their first 3 years at Simpson because, you know, we're popular for sports. Parents really like students to come to beautiful Reading where it's safe with blue skies and great opportunity. And then they finish up their bachelor's degree at one of the other schools in engineering where they have already a lot of resources put into, for instance, the mechanical engineering lab. You know, you have to have tall ceilings and heavy weights and ballast and so on. So the students start with us and finish there, and then they graduate with degrees in both programs.
So, you know, what it is you're giving them a really good grounding in engineer fundamentals and taking them up to their third year into their, you know, into advanced classes but to get to their specialties in it.
That's
You know, the mechanical engineering, robotics, structures, all these things. They go on down to Davis for their last year or year and a half. But they get a dual.
Dual degree.
Dual degree from it.
Two degrees for one. And the exciting thing is that we'll have systems engineering starting at the same time. So it's a general degree with a systems emphasis, which if a lot of folks don't know about systems engineering, but as you look at the variety of things, for instance, I toured out of Sierra Pacific the other day, and they have all kinds of highly automated systems that have to communicate with each other and achieve a task at the end of it's not an assembly line, it's a process line. The systems engineers are the ones that make sense of all that. For instance, a systems engineer, we don't think about it, but when you're delivering luggage at an airport, figure out, will the luggage fall off of this belt? And if it does, when we want it to fall off, will it land on another belt, and will it stay on the belt to get to the people on the other end? Somebody has to do all the math on that. And then there are computer systems that drive all that. Systems engineering is the emerging engineering emphasis that's going to put students in great jobs in the North State.
Well, that's one of the things that, you know, that we, a citizens board that learns a lot about Simpson and we like to share it with people, was something that had been brought up. And you were able to institute it almost immediate because, let's just face it, the future is computers. I mean, we've been saying that for 10 years, and, of course, it's been true. So what you've done is you've taken it to that step where now people can leave, you know, can stay right here in our town.
That's right.
And go to school here and get that kind of education.
Well, the good thing is I started off talking to some of our captains of industry to say, hey, what do we need, right? And what came out of the – and Roger introduced me at about 460 people in the first 30 days. And that's true. We were riding all over the place.
Roger
Subaru,
Rabbit.
And the answer to what does the North State need was digital media, computer information systems, and engineering. So I took a couple of initiatives to Hugh and Hazel Darling Foundation and Fletcher Jones Foundation. And they said, you know what, we really usually only invest in bricks and mortar. But this opportunity is so compelling and the potential to impact the North State is so great. We're gonna each give you $500,000. So we already have $1 million in the bank to start the program, and we're trying to finish the next 500,000. Right now we have a couple asks out of local industry people that could put their name on our industry, on our engineering school. So,
oh, great.
Ooh,
so more things, yeah, more things to come.
Okay, all right. We're going to take a quick break here, and we're here with Dr. Norm Hall. He's the president of Simpson University, all the great new things that are happening, including tomorrow at the basketball game at halftime in the men's team. Colonel Robert Paletti is going to be talking to the student body about the new National Guard initiative you have there that students can go to OCS during the summer. They can then get their bar when they graduate, and they can either go on and spend some time in the Army or they can just stay in the National Guard here. But we'll be right back. It's 7:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, I can't think of a better place or a better person to recommend than Sharon Clark and Home Helpers if you need that time has come that you need maybe a help due to a surgery or maybe a loved one is slowed down somewhat, whether it's a day a week, 2 days a week, or 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. All of this can be handled by Sharon Clark. She'll give you a complimentary in-home consultation and come up with a plan that works for you. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. There's no place like home, and Home Helpers keeps it that way. We'll be right back.
The teacher is teaching the golden rule, American history and practical man. You study him hard, hoping to pass, working your fingers right down to the bone. The guy behind you won't leave you alone.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Friends and neighbors, I'm Dr. P.K. Dhanuka. You can call me Paul. I'm running for California State Assembly. I was born in India. 24 years ago, I immigrated to America with $100 in my pocket and a dream of a better life for my daughter. I have lived in Shasta County for 14 years. Here, I found a home, success, and Christ. Most of all, I found kindness and dignity from all of you. The credit truly belongs to America and the founding principle that all men are created equal, with certain inalienable rights protected by the Constitution. Now, it's my turn to give back. I will go beyond the partisan divide and will use my experiences and leadership skills to bring opportunity and local control back to our district. I chose America. I chose the North State. And now I ask you to choose me. Thank you. This message is paid for by PK Paul Dhanuka for Assembly 2020.
by midweek. Who's ready for some cheaper than therapy? Therapy and laughter. We have the perfect remedy. Meet up with friends for drinks and a healthy dose of stand-up comedy at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Overtime. Each week, we host a variety of comedians with many talents in a cool, intimate setting. Don't miss Comedy Night. Wednesdays at 8 p.m., no cover charge. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Check out the lineup at windriver.com. Comedy is better at the river.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning edition on this Wednesday, the 15th of January. Currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be rainy today, throughout the week rainy, and in the foothills on 299 to 44. Bring your chains. They're talking about snow. And on 5, up into the Alturas and Modi County, up to 50 miles per hour with wind gusts.
Okay. We're here with Dr. Norm Hall from Simpson University and Roger Janis, who is the advisor to the president here. You know, one of the things that is near and dear to my heart is the nursing program. My daughter's a nurse. Mm-hmm. And right now you've got the number 8th ranked nursing program in California.
That's right.
That's great.
Well, we are very proud, and that's by NCLEX scores. And we're also very pleased that Misty Smith is now our dean of the nursing program. And we're beginning to look at other options for medical science careers. So I'm interested in what the audience thinks we ought to branch into in order to serve the community. So that's going to be a growth point for us in the next year.
Well, I can see that mental health, some kind of mental health at a mm-hmm. At a nursing level mm-hmm. would be something big because of the mental health problems we're facing here in the United States. Maybe something like that
We are looking at a master's in social work program right now too, which okay. I think would be in that category.
In that category too. Yeah. You've been growing though. It's not just your nursing program.
That's right. We've grown 2 years in a row. The first year we were 31 students ahead of our goal, and this year 51 students ahead of our goal, and next year we're running 20% ahead on absent deposits for next year. So we are seeing some growth. It's exciting, and I think growth comes from having a safe campus, having a campus where students gain a sense of moral compass. They have a pivot foot on which to think and have world perspective. And they get great academics that put them in great jobs.
They have small classes.
That's right. Yeah. You know 30 students in a class would be a big class.
Yeah, and you think if you're sending your kid off to a school that sits in a 400-person auditorium getting taught by masters, kids with masters,
right.
Other people of their age teaching them instead of the professors like you have there.
Do you know right. what I'm hearing a lot from you, Dr. Hall, is that you are not only, your perspective is not only about the educational aspect of what mm-hmm. Simpson's offering, is that you are really looking and projecting about job placement.
Absolutely.
What you can do
right.
and make money
that's right.
with that knowledge.
That's right. So here we sit on top of San Francisco and Silicon Valley, right? And we didn't have digital media, CIS, engineering, but that's what students need to get into reasonable, well, quite often high wage-earning opportunities and be influencers for our way of life, the way of life that supports our Christian standards, a way of life that values our military people, way of life that values communities like Reading. We're setting up our students to get great jobs and be influencers through these new programs. You're right. Psychology is another big one that we have. Two of our most popular majors are business and psychology. We're really setting students up to play lead roles. And since you mentioned jobs, parents are often worried, how am I going to afford this, and can my kid get a job other than flipping burgers? If you come to Simpson, we can get you a job with 511 Enterprise, with Chad McCulley's team, in the summer, virtually guaranteed, or a job down in the Redwoods Alliance Zip Line program, virtually guaranteed. Kids that come to Simpson get jobs in the summer, and then they get jobs when they graduate. Helps us keep down the overall loan cost. And, of course, you know, we have a lot of loan programs, loan assistance, and grants that dramatically reduce the cost of Simpson University compared to other top-ranked liberal arts universities.
Plus, a veteran going to Simpson, there's
veteran support systems. Yeah,
an entire program set up to help veterans when they're coming in there.
We're ranked number 11th in the country by last count 1 year ago.
And this is set up so as veterans come in, it's, you know, walking through the Byzantine rules and regulations of getting your VA,
right,
you know, getting
right.
your education benefits that you've earned.
That's right.
Sometimes can take a while, but y'all are set up for that. I used it, and y'all were very helpful. But now you've got a complete area set aside for veterans. You've
That's
got
right.
somebody in charge of this
That's
to ensure
right.
that veterans will have a place to come in and talk and work. And then also mentor them.
That's right.
Too.
So, as you just said, one of the big challenges for veterans is having someone that they can talk to that understands their journey. And a part of that is dealing with the federal government that pays their tuition stipend super late. So we've learned how to live in that space and make it work.
And finally, back to Roger, let's talk about a guest speaker that's a personal friend of yours that in a prior appearance here in Reading sold out at the Cascade. Coming back, tell us a little bit about this guest speaker. And for our listeners today, if you want to come hear this gentleman, you must buy your tickets now and mark March 3rd on your calendar. Tell us what's going on.
The guest speaker is going to be a friend of mine named Brian Shule. He is an SR-71 Blackbird pilot with years of experience in the Air Force, a fighter pilot in Vietnam, into the astronaut program. Very motivational speaker, has overcome a number of challenges in his life as a result of combat missions. And he will be here on campus on March 3rd at our business luncheon as the guest speaker. And as Linda said, he was here, I think, about 5 or 6 years ago, sold out the Cascade. So want to get onto the Simpson website, get your tickets. He is an amazing individual. You can look him up on the Internet. You can find some of his talks, a little bit of his talks, on YouTube. But he's an amazing person, and I'm just very blessed that we have become friends. And
his name is Brian Shule, S-H-U-L.
Correct.
So you can look him up. Rode his plane in Vietnam, suffered burns.
Yes.
Severe burns, but came back, regained his flight status, was a Blackbird pilot, which everybody knows is the one that when they fuel it up in the hangar, it's leaking. Because it doesn't CO till it reaches a certain point, and then they refuel them there, and then they take off. They've set the land speed record going across the United States. I mean, it's just it's going to be a heck of a talk. Now, you know, we're talking about all of the different classes you're having. You said psychology and business were two of the big ones. Have you thought about having a psychology of business?
Yes, psychology
course?
Business class.
Oh, great idea. And you know, a place that we talk about a lot of that is in our Aspire program, because our adult students are doing their jobs And they're learning about psychology and social psychology at the same time. Very good lead, Carl. Thank you for that.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about it because there is a lot of psychology
there
in business.
Absolutely.
I mean, you read The Five Rings.
That's right.
Which is in Japan. It's a book on war. But
right.
They use it as a book on business.
So, very smart.
Maybe you should teach it, Carl.
That's right.
You know, the only thing is that there's no blood on the ground after
right.
you're finished here,
right.
hopefully.
Right.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hall, for
you
being here. You. And Roger, so good seeing you
yeah.
again.
Nice
Thanks.
Seeing you guys again.
And,
so
of course,
much.
Pam Shalo sitting over here being
right.
quiet and just, you know, passing notes
We're
back and forth.
We're proud to always have you on our morning show and to share with our listeners what, you know, always something new, topical, and exciting. Coming up after the break, we have a Sheriff McGreeny with us.
Eric right. McGreeny. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after the news. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Shasta Ready.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has named 7 impeachment managers who will make the case in the trial against President Trump that Mr. Trump abused his office and obstructed Congress's investigation into his conduct with Ukraine.
The emphasis is on litigators. The emphasis is on comfort level in the courtroom. The emphasis is making the strongest possible case to protect and defend our Constitution, to seek the truth for the American people.
Among the 7 lawmakers named were House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff and Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler. The U.S. and China are about to sign the first phase of a trade agreement today. The easing of the pact will include the easing of some sanctions on China, while Beijing is expected to step up purchases of U.S. goods. President Trump spent last night in Milwaukee, where he spoke to supporters during a campaign rally in the swing state. The president defended his decision for the attack, which took the life of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, who he termed the king of roadside bombs.
The Democrats are outraged that we killed this terrorist monster, even though this monster was behind hundreds and hundreds of deaths.
Mr. Trump also touted his administration's positive economic accomplishments. Iran's president is warning that European soldiers deployed in the Mideast could be in danger after Britain, France, and Germany challenged Tehran over breaking limits of its 2015 nuclear deal. Hassan Rouhani made the comment on Wednesday during a televised cabinet meeting. U.S. wholesale prices rose a slight 0.1% in December as a jump in the cost of energy was offset by falling food prices. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 179 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with Plug-In Pest-Free, 100% chemical-free, totally safe for your family and pets, and environmentally friendly. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest-Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer-proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-In Pest-Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Are you ready to start saving money? Gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he believes the royal family can resolve a serious rift over the plans of Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, who want to break free of the royal roles and move to Canada.
The plans of Harry and Meghan, also known as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, have received tentative approval from Queen Elizabeth II, who said she and other senior royals regret the decision but understand and respect it. Vital details remain to be worked out with difficult issues to resolve, and Canada's leader has raised questions as well. But the British Prime Minister told the BBC that the monarchy will be able to find solutions. Johnson said the senior royals, who had a crisis summit Monday afternoon at the Queen's palatial Sandringham House retreat in eastern England, will be able to find an amicable way forward. Zaria Shackley, London.
A 102-year-old man who was Indiana's oldest state employee is retiring after nearly six decades on the job. News and analysis at townhall.com. Michigan has sued 3M, DuPont, and other companies for financial damages from contamination caused by potentially harmful forever chemicals that are turning up in drinking water across the industrial state. Michigan Environmental Director Liesl Clark says the forever chemicals have been linked to cancer, fertility, and immune system problems.
Michigan is seeking to hold some of the largest chemical companies in the world accountable for their culpable conduct in contaminating Michigan's precious natural resources with PFAS and putting the state's residents at risk.
The lawsuit alleges the 17 defendants deliberately conceal the dangers of a class of substances known collectively as PFAS. Qatar's foreign minister says his Gulf nation wants to play a mediating role amid regional tensions following a U.S. drone strike that killed a top Iranian general and a senior Iraqi official earlier this month. The attack escalated into a major crisis. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567-530 is the area code if you're out of area. It's the 15th of January. It's 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And good morning, Linda.
Hey, good morning, and I'm going to give you a quick update on the weather. But first of all, a shout-out to Sue McClain, who has just really done an amazing job, not only with the Sue McClain News Hour, but just stepping in as producer and doing so many things with our new system. Just thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, such a talent. Okay, so today it is currently 38 degrees as you are turning on the radio this morning to share our drive time with you. Isolated showers before 11, then chance of rain mainly after 5. So we're going to be about 47 today with our overnight lows of 40. Heavy rain Thursday with our highs of 36 and our overnight lows of 36. And Friday calls for, again, chance of showers with a high of 46 and our overnight lows of 38. Saturday calls for chance of rain once again with our high of 48 and overnight lows of 40. Now, Sunday, according to this forecast, slight chance of showers and partly sunny with a high of 57. And then Martin Luther King Day on Monday, chance of showers once again. Now, we did hear and watch more of an in-depth forecast that be prepared to have delays as well as bring chains. If you're going to be going up into the Alturas area, Modoc County, up above Weaverville, there will be snow. So, I'm thinking about locally here, but many people are going to be driving over this 3-day weekend, and be on the lookout for that and be prepared. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson, California, 365-3793.
Okay. We're here with, Sheriff.
Officially Eric. Sheriff.
Good morning. Eric McGreeny. Good morning, Sheriff.
How are we doing this morning?
How's it feel?
We're getting there. Finally getting warm in my seat and getting my feet underneath me, so.
Okay. You know, Eric, a lot of questions. I was getting emails, you know, when I put it on the air. We had over, 500 hits on Facebook, you know, and usually for our guests, you know, talk about the guests who are going to be on the next day. It's, you know, it's not a lot of people see it, but there's not when it comes through. But we had like 300 likes on it.
Fantastic.
I'm sorry, closer to 500 likes on it. So
glad to hear that.
So, but then they had questions, too, but we'll get into here. But
sure.
Ones we've talked about already, but now as the sheriff, you know, we talked about it, before you were sheriff, under sheriff, we were just, you know, we talked about, well, what do you think about this? Well, now that you're sheriff, I think it's clear. I think some people need to have you solidify what
right.
you said. But you've taken over. What do you see as your vision for this year?
So I'm going to get into that. The number one question I've gotten, I think we've addressed this already, but I want to hit it one more time because I get asked everywhere I go. And it's an important question, and it's one worth answering again. And that is yes on 2A, yes on CCW. In fact, I went down and met with our records division the other day and sat down with the guy that does their CCW interviews and processes paperwork
right.
and whatnot. And we went over everything. We went over kind of the procedures that were going on, some of Tom's visions for how we process those, the rules, kind of how we administer them, how we disseminate those permits, and nothing will change. We're keeping everything the same. So
that you don't have to explain and
have
a psychiatrist come in and say that you're right. okay.
There's the answer, period.
You're not changing anything.
Okay.
Five guns on the permit.
Okay,
same
permit, thing.
Still at 12 hours. People are going to come in. If you want a firearm, you passed a background investigation. And the
you sound like you've gone through this before, Clark.
Oh, so
we both have.
But then talking to your staff member about it, and you passed the course, you believe in the fact that people need, and you've said this, need to be able to protect themselves.
Absolutely.
Because you all mm-hmm. aren't everywhere.
But they
right.
also need to have a background check, and they also need to have a somebody there to evaluate, and don't lie. Do not lie. Well, you got a sheriff there or an undersheriff or somebody in the department that's asking you questions about maybe something that happened, because you can try to pretend that something didn't happen. Your record, your entire record is theirs. Don't lie.
Thank you. Thank you for that. That's
I mean it.
Well, no, that's true. You know, and that's what we tell people. Is if it's something that you think is insignificant, it's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And you might want to, being honest with your guy is the best way of doing it. So
to get back to your question on vision and changes, this is exciting times. Through Tom's retirement, obviously, there's attrition. So through that, you have a new captain, a new undersheriff, which we announced as Jason Barnhart.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new captain promotion, new lieutenant promotion, new sergeant. So that trickle-down effect. And for me, that's been the most rewarding thing thus far, is being able to we have great staff, and being able to identify who the next leaders are within our organization and bring them up and put them in places where they're going to have a positive impact on both the organization and the community. That's been very rewarding for me thus far, and we're in the process of doing those all now. So
okay.
That's been great. And as far as vision, obviously we need to look at the way we do practice within the sheriff's office. We're putting together a committee to start looking at different, even from uniforms all the way down to equipment. Is there anything better out there? Is there any new equipment that the troops have identified that they would like that might help them do their jobs, make their jobs easier? We're going to look at everything. Additionally, I've already started meeting with some of the board of supervisors, members of the board, and my goal is to get out into these rural communities and put together some sheriff's advisory committees. I got to think of a fancy name. Maybe you can help me here today. But committees, groups of people in these communities, whether it be Burney, Shingletown, Cottonwood, Lakehead, and set up some regular meetings with them to hear their concerns and hear what they feel they need for their community. So I think that's real important.
The Highway Patrol has they have their Citizens Advisory Board
right.
from the whole state, representatives from the whole state. But that's something that I think you're talking about now, is maybe a Citizens Advisory Board at each one, at these areas.
Correct.
That, people can direct their comments to or questions, because they're right there on the ground.
Right.
And be able to address it to you every month or something.
Yeah.
I think formally or something like that.
I think it's important to get out from behind the desk and get out into these communities and hear what the people need, what their needs are, what their concerns are, and give them that opportunity to where they're not having to come to us. We should be going to them for that.
Well, I want to just say, because I've gone online here, and some people will say, Tom was in the chair for a long time.
He
so
was, yep.
Now you've got to go into Magrini, the name Sheriff Magrini. And I want to tell you a little bit about this guy. You know, not only did he was on the SWAT team, dive member, field training officer, he was a detective. And that speaks volumes about the kind of work and the kind of leadership you're going to bring. Because you had to deal with a lot of people. Now the sheriff, it's going to be a new, you know, of course, you're
kissing babies.
More supervisorial. If
and
you
shaking
ever,
hands.
And shaking hands. But, you know, there's just achievement after achievement. And the fact that you were in Quantico and you were graduated from FBI's National Academy is huge.
Thank you. Yeah,
people
was,
need to know these things about you.
Thank you. Yeah, detectives was probably the most, I've said it before, I'll say it again, one of the most rewarding times in my career. I loved doing that. I loved working with the different agencies, working with the courts, with the district attorney, public defender's office. Learned a lot through that segment of my career.
Well, we're here with Sheriff Eric Magrini. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into different questions that you all might have, but also talking about Measure A. We're going to talk about the jail.
Yes, very important.
Recruiting for our area up here and sustaining our force that we have. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, one of our favorite places.
Yeah. Four Winds.
Did you? I'm curious
did
to hear.
You know what?
Oh, yes. They
Your
helped
wife?
Me out, and they came.
Oh, good.
They went to bat for me.
Well,
you know what? Here's the thing is, I couldn't tell Linda I saw you there because yeah. I was there that day picking you up that.
But you told me later that you did because it was a milestone birthday for your wife.
Yes.
And I said, you better go down right today. Don't even think about it.
And I did. I listened to Linda, and it worked.
It worked. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225. That's pretty good, okay? 2225 Hilltop Drive. You're not going to be sorry going down to Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Sheriff Eric Magrini, 8:15 in the morning, 37 degrees.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
PG&E is not fun anymore. Worried about high electricity rates and the reliability of power in the future? A propane generator can use all your propane in just a few days. Solar power from Advanced Power Ready is the solution. Advanced Power has been installing their lithium batteries for 5 years. They have more experience with battery systems than other local installers. With a 10-year warranty and 20-year expected life, enjoy years of trouble-free service. Why just have a grid-tied system when you can make and store your own energy? Enjoy power independence and gain control over increasing rates. Their batteries can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading offers zero down with up to 25-year financing. Call today at 226-0701 and let them show you how to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. Call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Friends and neighbors, I'm Dr. P.K. Dhanuka. You can call me Paul. I'm running for California State Assembly. I was born in India. 24 years ago, I immigrated to America with $100 in my pocket and a dream of a better life for my daughter. I have lived in Shasta County for 14 years. Here, I found a home, success, and Christ. Most of all, I found kindness and dignity from all of you. The credit truly belongs to America and the founding principle that all men are created equal, with certain inalienable rights protected by the Constitution. Now, it's my turn to give back. I will go beyond the partisan divide and will use my experiences and leadership skills to bring opportunity and local control back to our district. I chose America. I chose the North State. And now, I ask you to choose me. Thank you. This message is paid for by P.K. Paul Dhanuka for Assembly 2020.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years. helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today is the 15th of January. It's 8:19 in the morning. It's 37 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-2793. And Crackmaster is bringing us this segment. Crackmaster windshield repair. You know that little bitty chip you got during the summer? It's cold now. It gets a little water in there. Your heater hits it. Boom! Now you got a crack across your windshield. Take it down to Jeff. It's a veteran-owned business, a man of integrity. He's not going to waste your time or money. He's going to fix it, and then he guarantees it for life. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We're here with Sheriff Eric Magrini, and what we've talked about so far is his stance on the Second Amendment, which is just really, really good. There's no changes here.
Nope, not at all.
You know what? And we tell people in our classes, we're blessed to live in a county with a sheriff that believes in this. Because look at your compatriots down in other parts of California. You'll never get a concealed carry. And as you pointed out, you've got to be able to protect yourself and your family.
Absolutely. It's the responsibility of you as a responsible citizen, as a family member, if you're providing for your family, to be able to protect them and keep them from harm. So I think it's a... It's a right that everyone should exercise who's able to do so and legally able to do so.
Okay. And the other thing you talked about is reaching out into the community, all through Shasta County, going out and finding out what people need. Be very proactive that way.
Correct.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen and Linda. I'm very pleased to see that a local guy is our sheriff now, first off.
Thank you.
And I'm very... Yeah, you bet. And I'm pleased to find out that you are going to keep the CCWs as it is now. Now, what I'm wondering is there's talk about a Second Amendment open carry lawsuit in California right now. And I'm sure you've heard of that, right?
I have, yes.
So apparently, from what I've heard, there is a clause that allows a sheriff in a county that's under 200,000 people to issue open carry. And that's what this lawsuit is about. Now, my question to you is, would you consider issuing open carry permits even if people pass a CCW-like course?
So,
thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah, thanks for your question, Jimmy. So, I have some concerns. I understand the law as it pertains to open carry and just what you were talking about. I'm looking into it. I'm researching what all that entails. My initial concerns, and Sheriff Tom Senko and I, when we were serving together, we had this conversation. My concerns are not that people won't do so responsibly. My concerns are for our deputies and the police officers here in Shasta County. And although people may follow the law, may carry accordingly and carry responsibly, there's still some people that might bother, and it might generate calls for service. And I don't want to take them away from providing a service, handling, responding to necessary calls to divert for a call of somebody armed walking down the roadway. We can assume that that person is safe, is legal, but at the same time, we have to check it out because what if? What if they're not? What if they're a criminal who might have bad intentions? It still needs to be investigated and looked at. So it's something that I'm considering. It's something I'm looking at, but right now I have some reservations.
Okay. The and at that point, I don't think it's been brought out. You know, it's I've heard people say, well, you know, the law enforcement goes armed out, you know, openly carries. Well, that's true, but they're law enforcement. They go through all types of training and all this. Not saying like, but you, as you're saying, it could be responsible. But every time you get a phone call, I got a man armed. I got a man armed in walking down the street here in Shingletown.
Correct.
You've got to go look at it.
We do.
Because you don't know.
Right.
So, you know, and, you know, that's an interesting aspect. I didn't really even think about that one. Okay. Well, let's talk about our force.
Okay.
We're still hiring.
We are hiring in every aspect, every division, every segment of the Sheriff's Office.
What is the biggest problem you have now?
Right now,
when you're recruiting and getting people in here?
Right now, we need recruitment and retention is probably our biggest issue, specifically in the jail. We need to be more attractive to get people to apply with us, and then we need to reward those people who are working for us so they stay with us. And so my goal would be to work with the board and look at creative ways, whether it be through pay and or benefit packages, different incentives, to help bring that to fruition, to help our troops to bring the staffing levels up. In our jail right now, we have a close to 20% vacancy rate when you factor in current vacancies in addition to people who are out on injury, because our inmate on staff assaults are up in the jail.
That, I was going to ask you about that. We know that it's 10%, you know, as an average any one time for the police. They have 10% of people off because of injuries, for dealing with fighting.
Right.
And people are now fighting more with the police. And I never asked about the jail, but mm-hmm. I guess it would probably be the same thing.
Oh, yeah. It's up quite a bit. I mean, we've just in the last few months have had deputies go to the hospital being assaulted in custody. One particular individual was completing one of his pod checks, and as he was leaving the cell, someone came up behind him with a broom handle and broke it over his head. He had to get staples in his head. But the people that we're now housing are the worst of the worst, obviously. We had 103 bed increase. Those filled up right away. We're averaging 30 bookings
under
a day.
Under 2 weeks.
Right. And so.
And let's go back to the worst of the worst. You know, people say, well, look, this guy's been arrested 11 times. He's still on the street. He's stealing cars and all this. Well,
so
he hasn't hurt anybody.
Or it's
like
not significant enough. They're all significant.
Right.
But it hasn't risen to the level of who do I release? If this person comes in, that means I got to find the best of the worst.
And I
to release
would, right,
to make
you know
room.
What? If you've got some real problems with, oh, they're letting people loose, do like I did. Going down to the jail, talk to the guys and girls that make the decision who stays and who goes.
That's the worst
they
job
will
in the county.
Give you, there's two stacks. And they said, well, and they went through it, and I'm sitting there looking at it, and I'm going, well, I think I'd keep this guy. Mm. Well, that's right. Well, but you've got to kick this one loose. Oh. I mean, you don't have a choice. This isn't like something like, oh, we've got another 10 spots over here we can roll them into.
Exactly. And when you put all that together and factor in the overtime rates that they're currently working, they're averaging anywhere from 500 to 700 hours a year of overtime, a lot of that mandatory overtime. We have some people that have worked over 1,000 hours of overtime. When you figure an average employee, full-time employee, is 2,080 hours. So you're talking almost another half-time job, part-time job, a full part-time job on top of their regular job.
Were they working 60 hours a week?
In a concrete box,
uh-huh.
12 hours a day. That's a grind, and that is not healthy for employees.
No, it's not. And the so you're also recruiting for that. Okay, let's go to the phones.
Terry. Sorry to keep you on hold. We were in the middle of a question. You have a question?
Well, yeah, I actually have two. But the thing is that what my concern is that with open carry, Sheriff, as you know, 31 states allow open carry with no permit. You can just walk in and buy a gun, put it on your hip.
Correct.
14 states allow open carry with some sort of permit. So that's 45 states. So I would submit to you that if your officers have a problem, that's a training problem. Because how do officers in 45 other states handle it? That's number one. Number two, your predecessor had mentioned that concealed carry was tactically superior. Well, when I asked him, in fact, on this program, why it is that his officers don't conceal carry if he feels it's tactically superior, wouldn't he want them to have that advantage? Then he said, because when they see the weapon, the criminals, it deters them. So my suggestion was, the real deal behind any kind of carrying of a firearm, which they shouldn't need a permit for legally, and we're working on that, but the real deal is that that's about discernment. Wouldn't you agree that when you pull that weapon, you may be pulling it to take someone's life? So if you have a CCW, obviously you pass the test of discernment, whether or not you use that weapon and when you do it. What's the difference of where you carry it? Would it be wiser if Grandpa's out walking somewhere with his grandkids and there's people with needles and drugs and knives walking around and he has an open carry? Wouldn't that deter them?
Yeah, good point, Terry. And again, I'm going to go back to my desire is to help our deputies on the street, the officers that are working on the street.
What about the people? Okay. The officers
Terry, let me finish.
So I want to answer your question, Terry, because I understand your perspective.
Yeah,
I understand your stance. So I'm looking at this. However, my initial reservation, as I already said, is the well-being of our deputies, allowing them to go home every night safely.
Well, I would like to allow it with this. Let's finish it with this. There's people that would like to go home at night safely, too. I witness several crimes a day just driving down the road. So there's people that like to go home. Why is it that the people that we hire have more of an advantage to protect themselves than the people that, quote, quote, they work for, number one? And the last thing I'll say is that if, in fact, you're worried about them going home at night, again, how do the other 45 states do that, Sheriff? How do the other 45 states and all those millions of police officers, how do they do that? How do they have the discernment to know? In fact, one last thing, the police officer in Anderson I talked to said he wished there was open carry because then he'd know who the good guys are. The good guys don't hide the weapon.
Okay. All right, on that note, we're going to take
a break, Terry.
Okay, this is KCNR 96.5 FM, and we are here with our 22nd Sheriff of Shasta County, Eric McGraney. And we're going to take a break. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's community-oriented, dedicated to professional commitment, providing the highest level of personal service. We'll see you after the break. Richard, hold on.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots.
We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
There's nothing like it on Earth. The all-new Jeep Gladiator. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our cash and Jeep Gladiator giveaway swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries. Two semifinal drawings. $10,000. Grand prize drawing Thursday, March 26th. Win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. One of a kind with exceptional design. Purchase from SJ Denham. Details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:34 in the morning. It's 37 degrees out there. If you're going to go north tomorrow, maybe even tonight, better be watching because it looks like the roads could be having lots of snow. You're going to need change. Take water. Take warm clothes. Take blankies with you because they may just shut down the roads while they're trying to clear them. Just a little warning there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. A little cold in your house. You don't know why? Give Alliance Heating and Air a call. They'll come down. Make sure your system is working right. Make sure your filters are clean. The air ducts are up and working the way they should. They've got a program where every 6 months they come in and check our heating and cooling systems and make sure everything is working Joe-to. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We're with Sheriff Eric Magrini, and let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning. Do you have a question for the sheriff?
Yeah, good morning. A couple of questions and one comment, if you could scribble these down. What's his position on Second Amendment sanctuary counties? Next question, has he been formally, even though he was not elected, has he been formally endorsed by the Deputy Sheriff's Association? And my comment is, as far as getting the word out, if we become an open carry county, you put up signs at every road entering the county. You do public service announcements, which are free. He will get more press than he knows what to do with if we become the first open carry county in the state. And you have an uphill challenge, Sheriff, and best of luck to you.
Okay, Richard. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
Thank you, Richard. So Sanctuary County, I've been following what's going on in Virginia. I've been reading on that. And it's very interesting what's going on taking place back there.
It's a revolt back in Virginia.
And I'm hoping it doesn't escalate. I'm hoping it's mitigated a low level for everyone's sake back there.
They had thousands of people get down into their legislature yesterday that were supportive of the Second Amendment, and they backed off on the quote assault rifle, mm-hmm. some of the things they were saying. But they're still introducing all these new laws, including you can't have an indoor shooting facility.
Wow.
And which, of course, the NRA has one at their headquarters in Virginia. So, but the Second Sanctuary or the Second Amendment Sanctuary County.
Yeah, that's I'm drinking through a fire hose right now as far as being in the chair for only for 2 weeks. But this is all stuff that I'm looking at and I'm reviewing. So I'd ask, give me some time to digest everything here and look what's going on and look what's best for our county. As far as the endorsement from the Deputy Sheriff's Association, That to me is, so as part of this selection process that the board conducted with the interviews, there were no formal endorsements sought out or given. It was just merely an interview and then an appointment. However, that was my number one most important endorsement to receive. I feel like that would be my main goal, my main level of importance would be to gain that endorsement from the DSA. I have met with them since taking the new chair, and it was a very productive talk, meeting with their president and vice president, and we have a lot of exciting ideas and things moving forward, so I think it's going to be a very productive and very cordial relationship, so I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, and the last one was about if you did go for the open carry, you put signs everywhere and PSAs.
Yeah.
There would be a lot of publicity.
Right. And I just want to reiterate, I'm reviewing everything. My goal would not to be gain myself attention. My goal is for the safety and well-being of the men and women of the Sheriff's Office and our community. So I don't make decisions based on personal gain or recognition. It's merely what's best for everyone involved.
Okay. Measure A.
Measure A.
It's the idea behind Measure A is to increase the safety in our county.
Absolutely.
People fighting against it for a variety of reasons.
I've said this at many community meetings. It's a game changer for the Sheriff's Office, and I'm not going to sit here today and tell people how to vote. More or less, I want to give the information how the Sheriff's Office would use that money. And then you can make an informed decision when you go to the polls in March here in a few weeks. It's coming up quick.
Yeah, it is.
So, Measure A is a game changer for the Sheriff's Office. It's, when you look at the potential earnings of $31 million for that, that's going to award us the opportunity. I need to be clear. This is new money for new bed space, for new deputies. It's not going to supplant any existing positions. But it could potentially bring up to another 383 bed facility. There's different designs out there, different levels based on what this tax money could generate. But it would, nonetheless, it would build a new tower next to the existing tower of the jail for that offender accountability that's so desperately needed.
That's just one of the several places they're looking at, but that one seems to make sense because
right.
of the, you could then use personnel from the old jail. And, kind of maybe cover a couple of different things with one person.
Obviously, we'd have to hire additional personnel, up
sure.
to, another 50 or 60 correctional deputies, which would be, that's a tall order, considering the fact that we're down now in our current facility. But I think with a more attractive salary and benefit package for them, we could cross that bridge. There's four different line items that Measure A provides for the Sheriff's Office specifically. One is for the city of Shasta Lake, our contract city. It would provide the ability to hire additional deputies up there, and we would work with the city manager, John Duckett, up there to help provide additional services as he sees fit. Patrol deputies, it could get a potential of another 20 sworn personnel on the streets here in Shasta County, which is significant. That's really big for us. Of course, we talked about the jail. And then additional programs within the jail. There was a specific line item that talked about jail programs like medication-assisted treatment, vocational training, and rehabilitative programs. So this is all, I think, positive. It would help reduce recidivism. It's going to help with our quality of life crimes that we have here in Shasta County and specifically in the city of Redding. So this is a positive.
I'm not going to get into specifics. The sheriff can talk about what's specific for him. Joe Comente, supervisor, First District, who's the man behind this, will be on our show tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and he can get into the specifics of it, answer specific questions or concerns that people may have. The fact of having this jail, it says up to 384. That's the plan. On that. Does that all in one spot, or is there going to be that you envision in one place or a couple places, like maybe a work release program or things like that?
Yeah, now good question. It would build a new tower next to the existing jail, and that would be where the significant, the 383 beds,
okay.
up to 383 could be housed. In addition to that, it would bolster our work release program. I would like to see some more vocational training, some more a more robust program down there to provide some skill set so that when they do leave, they can possibly go be a productive part of society. We have our step-up program through probation, Good News Rescue Mission, Shasta College, which has been an absolute success. So once you give these people the tools, help find what their strengths are and develop those, give them some confidence to go out and hopefully make a positive change for themselves and for their families.
The people we send out of our jail, because this always comes up too, why don't we use money to send them? Can we send them to other states?
So
if,
no.
If they're already convicted and we've got them in there for 2 or 3 years, can we send them to other states?
No, we cannot. In fact,
because I've heard that come up a few times.
Yeah, Governor Newsom just in his latest budget review, part of that was shutting down the last of the out-of-county prisons or out-of-state prisons and closing those contracts. Not shutting down those prisons, but closing those contracts. So we cannot send out of state, but we do currently send out of county, and this money could help bolster additional funding to send additional convicted inmates out of county.
People, I don't think, understand that other jails do not accept everybody.
Correct.
It's not just a money thing.
Right. There's a threshold. There's a they have to not have any medical issues. They can't be a disciplinary problem. They can't. So there's certain criteria that have to be met to send out of county. But we do have contracts currently with three contiguous counties to provide the ability for us to house our inmates within their facility at a reduced rate. So it's a definite potential. And again, this Measure A has in there funding to do that.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. We're talking about somebody that has been here since 1982, that they've established themselves. They've built their reputation on quality, on really organic products, 100% certified organic produce. You can buy your groceries there, vitamins, supplements. Get your sandwiches from their deli. You know, they have it all. Yeah. Best of the North State for the last 13 years in a row. Huge selection of archived seminars on their website because they have free monthly health seminars. Orchard Nutrition. Turn her on.
That's right. Okay and everything in bulk.
Everything. They've got things in bulk.
Tons
they've got
of
it
bulk.
All.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Okay, we'll be right back with Sheriff Eric McGreeny.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4. Crime is the number one issue in Shasta County today, causing noticeable deterioration in our quality of life. The current Board of Supervisors' answer to this is to raise your taxes. California is already the highest tax state in the union, and this only pushes people out of our county and our state. There is a better way, and that is to grow our economy. Reducing regulations and fees is the answer, and I will fight for this. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
And now, back to our show.
Come on and do the jailhouse rock, it'll be fun.
Welcome back to B5 Radio. The studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:49 in the morning, 37 degrees out there, looking for rain and snow, and it's 50-mile-an-hour winds tomorrow. We have relatives driving up to Alturas or stopping by and picking up my four-wheel drive truck to try and get up there. I'm going to fill the whole back of it up with blankets and water and everything in case it gets stuck somewhere up there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. They work on appointments. In fact, I'm heading down there tomorrow. Give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment today. We're here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny.
I think I have a photograph of my very first haircut at the Cypress Street when Barry was there. And
Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah. Well, you know what? They've been there a long time.
Long time.
You know, they're working now. And this thing with the appointments is cool because, you know, anytime you go in there, there'll be like 10 people
right
in there. So you catch up on all your reading there. And but now I walk in. If I get there early and I'll, you know, I'll read a little bit, just, you know, chit-chat with people and then get my hair cut and leave. So it's cool.
Okay. We want to do a little update with the winter storm warning that has been issued today through the 17th. Hazardous mountain travel expected later today into Friday. A winter storm is expected to bring moderate to heavy snow to the mountains and upper foothills later today into Friday. Mountain travel during this time will be very difficult and reduce visibility, chain controls, and possible road closures. Now, we've got my brother and my sister-in-law driving up to Sacramento, up to Redding today. They're going to be using the truck, four-wheel drive, come and get in our truck and going over to Alturas because of a family emergency.
So if you see, if your guys see a red truck out there
with Casey
and on the back of it, you know, and if they're kind of like into, because into a drift, perhaps you can go and say,
okay,
hey, Carl and Linda told us to keep a lookout for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly. So chains, and I said, my brother went to medical school in Madison, Wisconsin, so, you know, he knows how to drive in the snow. However,
we're here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny. We got a couple of things we want to talk about. Some new programs at jail, but a real quickie. This is a corridor here for drugs.
Yeah.
As everybody knows. We all know that there's a combined effort from every law enforcement agency around here to try and head this off.
Right. And we still have our street level narcotics team that we participate in. All the agencies here in Shasta County participate in, and they're very effective in what they do. We did at one time, we had called the Domestic Highway Enforcement. It was a robust team that had a great, great success. Unfortunately, due to staffing levels, we had to bring that back and reassign those deputies to patrol functions. But as we bolster our patrol and get our staffing levels back up, which we're having some success in getting those levels back up through a program where if you get hired and you're working in a jail, we have a deputy, it's called the Deputy Trainee Program, where if you've passed probation, you've done all your pass all your tests, if you will, within the jail facility, custodial facility, we will sponsor you to go through the academy. And that's been a great, great program for the sheriff's office and developing our people and providing some upward mobility. But again, back to the drug question that came in while we were off the air, I would love to get that highway enforcement team back up and operational here in Shasta County. It had a huge impact, and it just produced great results, and that would be another good benefit for us here in Shasta County.
Well, we just got a report that we have some unsavory things in the chat room. But the Caltrans Road Conditions hotline is 1-800-427-7623. Again, our guest today is the 22nd sheriff. I like that. I like this whole, like, I am the 22nd sheriff of Shasta County. 2.5 weeks in the seat. Lots of new, like, how you're going to wrap your arms around and do it your way, because right. You're now in the position and seated in the position. So let's say as we go into February, March, and we're in the spring, whatever, you're also every position you're saying you're interviewing, mm-hmm. you have open.
Correct.
And congratulations to the other. And it would be fun for you sometimes to maybe bring in, I'd love the coroner to come in sometime, and maybe other people that could come in that would be along with you that you're overseeing.
Absolutely.
To talk about different people in the departments.
Because there's so, thank you, and I'll take you up on that. There are so many good things that we do.
Right.
More than just patrol and work in the jail. We have, as you mentioned, we have the coroner's office where the sheriff is responsible for, coroner services. And we have great staff down there, and they go out and they take on call. They're on call. They rotate every week, and they work very hard. Mm-hmm. And that's a thankless job because no one knows exactly what they do, and really nobody wants to see them for obvious reasons.
We've had jailers in here, and I know that you're trying to, you're trying to beef up in there. And people don't realize is that your people that are in there working in the jail, they see these guys and girls every day, hours every day, and
all
little
day,
ears,
day.
Their ears are open that are in there. And if anything's said, everybody knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I've been told. He said, yeah, they're out the window seeing which way we drive home, and. Probably the worst thing is they're out in town, and these people have been released.
Right.
And they're walking down the street with their family, and they see a couple of their graduates from there. So,
call them graduates.
Well, I call them graduates. The fact is I don't know if it's a returning student or what you want to call them, but it's a tough job. So,
it is.
But you've got some initiatives for in there, too, I believe.
Yeah, we have our staff at the sheriff's office does a great job, and I can't plug enough. If you want to get your foot in the door in law enforcement, look us up. Come work in the jail. And if that suits you and you want to remain in there, more power to you. If you want to advance your career, it's another opportunity where we will pay and send you to the academy, and then you can advance out and work as a patrol deputy on the street. But either career path is great. The county provides a good benefit package. We're not the highest paid in Shasta County, but nonetheless, it's a great way to get your foot in the door and get started in law enforcement. So please go to the county website and look that up.
I think you should be able to wear cowboy hats. That was just me.
We did it one time.
Did you?
Back in the day. Yeah, that was an issued piece of equipment.
Oh, I like it.
Cowboy hats.
I was offered a job in South Dakota up in a very harsh area. And I said, can I wear a cowboy hat? And he goes, yeah, but nobody else does. And I went, oh, I said, how about cowboy boots? Yeah, but nobody else does.
He wanted to be Longmire.
Yeah, Longmire. What a great show.
Yeah.
Then I found out how much they were paying in the spot in South Dakota. And I went, come on, really? He goes, because it was
nothing.
I said, don't I have to
cover
go to
some
a,
donuts,
don't I
maybe?
Have to go to a school? And he goes, nah, not for the first year.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nah, not for the first year. And I'm not kidding at all.
But, you obviously this was a buddy from the military, so.
Uh-huh.
But,
he knew it
was not going to be easy.
He knew your skills.
and in that area, that's what they were looking for. Sheriff, I want to touch on something in our last minute or two.
Sure.
The pay of our sheriffs is not up to what the other law enforcement agencies are.
Correct.
In the surrounding area. We lose good people.
We do.
They don't even have to move from their home.
They just walk across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the Board of Supervisors aware of this?
They are, and we've had some productive conversations here recently about ways to look at, whether it be through incentives or through pay. But again, recruitment and retention is a serious problem for us at the Sheriff's Office. It's something that I want to address and try to work with the board and try to develop new ways to try to tackle that problem. And then I'm optimistic we have a new CAO that's coming on board.
Yeah, I'm just trying to set up a time for him to come in early, so people get to know who he is and his background, not to ask him questions about, well, what are you going to do about this or what
sure.
about that?
Yeah.
You know, just so that people get to know who he is. And his background.
Right. And I'm just excited to see what new perspective he might bring or new ideas that we haven't thought of yet here in Shasta and ways that we can make ourselves more attractive and keep the good qualified people that we have working every day.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Green.
Thanks for having me. First time here.
Well, it's
in this
sheriff,
in
this capacity.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Did you do anything different in the office there? I mean, did you, you know, change chairs or do you anything like that?
I'm not a real big pomp and circumstance guy. I just kind of fell into the chair and kept on going.
Yeah,
so.
This chair's okay. The people, people have got different things. They've got different different fires that they want you to do.
A lot of agendas that have come across my desk here in the last couple of days. So
I want you to know is I was writing something yesterday, and I said, I went on a lot of missions where maybe I didn't agree with the pilot or something like this, but I wanted him to succeed, because if that pilot didn't succeed, none of us succeed.
We want to see you succeed.
So we want to see you succeed, and I think everybody wants you to.
I'm very confident that we will.
22nd Sheriff of Shasta County.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow, Joe Clemente will be on joining us, and we can talk Measure A.
Fantastic.
Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Which are
you?
From dragging me down, gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.